Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar. Chapter 6, A World Full of Night. It had been 6 weeks, and the Matsons were still waiting for permission to return to their property. The sudden firestorm had destroyed the entire west side of the mountain range where they lived. Curtis, who had become Wayne's new best friend, just received word that Cougar Lane, where he lived, was now cleared. The residents could now return and examine the damage to their property. Curtis took Wayne with him, and they traveled slowly up the blackened, burnt mountain lane. Curtis rounded a bend and suddenly hit the brakes.
"Whoa! Well, look at that," declared Curtis. "We won't be driving around that pile of boulders. Thank you, Lord."
"Thank you? For what?" snapped Wayne.
"A roadblock of boulders?"
"Ha! No, no," laughed Curtis. "Thank you that the boulders didn't fall any closer to that bend. I can't see around corners, you know, and our heads would be right through the windshield."
"Oh, I guess that's true," Wayne shuddered.
"Well, it's only a mile to my place," said Curtis. "We'll get a close-up view of what Mr. Firestorm left us."
They walked along in silence for a few minutes, amazed at the greenery and fresh, clean air. The tall rock wall must have prevented the winds from blowing the fire in this direction. What a contrast from the smoke, heat, and dust that surrounded the school and its parched grounds. As they continued on, Wayne stopped for a minute, staring up at the rock wall. Something felt weird, but he couldn't figure out exactly what.
"What are you looking at?" asked Curtis.
"The wall."
"Wayne," Curtis shook his head and laughed. "Well, each his own, I guess. I prefer the lush green view on the other side of the road."
Wayne smiled. It was beautiful here. He wished he lived on this side of the mountain. Then he wouldn't have lost Scar and Beauty. Where were they? Wayne slipped back into a state of anger at God as he thought about the fire. He never noticed the meadow, the elk, or even the bald eagle fly overhead. Wayne lived in a world full of night.